talking.
Hi, my name is Wes. This is Type Radio from New York.
Do you have like an ultimate graffiti hero? Sort of example?
I have a few, actually. Early on, I was inspired a lot by Doug One. He was from a crew called TMF out in San Francisco, and his stuff was really nice. He had a simple style, not too many like extra add-ons or doodads, as a lot of people would call them. Mm-hmm. It's just the rhythm of his lines were just nice, you know. Everything had the same spacing to it too. The next person that inspired me, which actually is a really big part of my style, is a guy named Tense. It's T-E-N-S-E. Mm-hmm. And he's from a crew called TDK, and also from a crew that was called TKO. He was able to take this one, I guess you can say, like it's kind of like a line weight. It was a fairly big bar, I'd say maybe about 6 inches long, and use different combinations and angles within that one bar and create like a perfect composition, letter-wise and word composition as a whole. And that really inspired me. And then later on, I saw writers like Cess, FX from out here in New York. Like I said earlier, like they had more of the asymmetrical style, mm-hmm. which was really interesting, and their stems were bent like really dramatically, and I liked that a lot. It gave like movement to the letters to me. It felt like they were alive. You know, they had these really dramatic angles that just—it's hard to describe in words.
Mm, yeah, just, of course. I mean, this is radio. It's you got to see it, I suppose. You're now also in type design, mm-hmm. digital type design. What are the problems converting graffiti-styled lettering into digital type design?
Well, I think for the most part, I think with OpenType, it's very possible to make a fairly legitimate graffiti typeface.
Because the problem with like your E's should not look all the same.
Exactly.
In a tag or in writing.
Totally. Like in graffiti, it's more about, it's kind of almost like calligraphy because it's more about the word composition versus the letters independently. So I'm thinking like with OpenType, what you can do is if you have several different ligatures of the letters, because of the fact that like, for instance, like a L and a O, they would fit in each other almost like a lot differently, depending on the writer's style also. It really depends on the letter that comes right before that one you're working on. So OpenType would probably be the only way that you can get close to legitimate.
So OpenType is sort of like closing up this whole area that we have. It's still not being digitized. It has been digitized, but the fonts that I see on the internet are mostly shitty fonts. I mean, they're not really good. Yeah. There are a few very good ones, but the most of them is like they can't seem to catch the real feeling of graffiti writing. Mm-hmm. So are you developing fonts right now?
I'm not actually, but after this conference, it's really inspired me to do so. Mm. One of the big problems I've seen out in design nowadays is a lot of people that make the fonts are they don't really understand our culture. So I'm assuming that they see it and they kind of think of it as like some, you know, urban, like crummy lettering. So they do like crap for the sake of crap. You know, it's kind of like, you know, let me just scribble this here and there. You know, there's actually like I mean, it's harder to describe, but there's a certain look to a hand style or a tag that you can tell how experienced they are. Just, and then the composition itself. But I also think that, you know, a lot of times when you do your wild style or your piece or whatever you would call it, you'd write your tag on the side, but you'd also write a little, like sometimes like a saying, you know, sometimes political, sometimes like a meaningless saying on the side, but those are usually kind of more standardized, and those typefaces might be able to digitize that kind of thing. But as far as like your signature, your tag, that's something that's like almost totally different because, mm-hmm. you know, not only did the cost of the evolve for each rider, it's just, it'd be really tough to like have that just functional in the world, just because, you know, there's so many different angles you can throw on it to make it your personal thing that it becomes illegible to people that aren't really into this kind of thing.
It sort of takes a while to start to understand and read the lettering.
Exactly, yeah. It's your visual vocabulary of the letter, and the more you decipher the different types of graffiti lettering, the better the faster you can catch on and read this kind of thing.
What are the places to go see good New York graffiti?
You know, I'm actually not from New York, so I can just tell you from what I hear. But just commonly, I think I like the building foundations, you know, like the broken down buildings. And you'll usually see it boarded up on the front. But if you look through the fences, you'll see splotches of color. And if you can somehow get into there, I'm sure you can get great photos. Around New York, I know there's a lot of commissioned legal walls that are done. Mostly like in the Bronx area, from what I understand. There's a place that used to be called the Fun Factory, and it's called Five Points now. And that was started, from what I read, it was started from a policeman that got sick of buffing over or cleaning the graffiti, and he started this place called the Fun Factory, where people can go out there and legally paint this wall. Personally, I think there's a distinct difference between commissioned walls and illegal walls.
Why?
Well, this is just my personal idea about it all, but I think the whole, how would I say it, like the fear of authority, just the rush you get from doing something illegal forces you to kind of create your letters fast. And I think a lot of times the errors you make in your letters create something of a style, and sometimes you stumble upon different angles because you're rushed to do these things that you might want to start using in your pieces, you know, from there on out. And it just kind of evolves. There's like a that sense of like I don't know how I would explain that. It's just...
Well, because I always feel like in Amsterdam, you see a lot of shop shutters, you know, when they shut the stores down.
Yeah,
night.
The roll downs is what we call it. Because
everybody, like, go over that and tag over it. And to prevent that, like, the shop owners, like, commission some kid to do some piece on it.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll prevent the other riders from going over that.
Yes.
And it's hardly ever like a good piece. It's also like okay, we'll do this, we're in this for the money, and we'll do this, and that's okay. And I think the best pieces are like the illegal ones, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, I had a conversation with our friend not too long ago about this, and you know, I'm pretty much impartial to both. I like seeing the legal stuff. It's good because they get to really hone down their style and sit there for hours, sometimes days, and just like work on a piece. I was talking to my friend about the legal stuff. Usually when you get a commissioned wall, it's because it's been painted a few times, like, you know, hit up on a few times, and the owners don't like painting over it. The problem with that is you got kids out there risking their freedom to get their name up. And because of them doing that, you have people that can come in and do commissioned walls. So it kind of goes against the whole culture of graffiti, you know. But like I said, you know, I like seeing the legal stuff because their backgrounds are usually like beautiful and they complement the letters very well. But on a personal level, I'm not really too big on doing them myself. I don't mind doing them, but, you know, I like the rush you get.
Did you ever get busted?
I did, yeah, once, but it wasn't for me physically painting. I was actually in a train yard watching trains in a place where there wasn't too many ethnic people around. So I was yeah, okay. It was a little different.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Downloaded from typeradio.org.